The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready? Hey, think you can tell us what to do? Think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780, ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jungle Fever, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Wednesday, so make sure you put odds on everything. And somehow we got off on politics, which is always, you know, people get pissed off. I love, like, I'll get a text, stop talking about this. And
don't tell me what to do.
And Mac Daddy on the Facebook page, who cares who y'all like? Just talk sports.
No.
Troy on the Facebook page, oh, God, here we go. Guys, you know what your option is if you don't like what you hear? Listen to something else. Yeah, it's like I am with The Walking Dead. I quit watching The Walking Dead. I didn't tweet The Walking Dead to say, your show sucks now, I'm not going to watch. You know what? Just listen to something else if you don't want to hear it. I mean, we're not going to change the show just for you, Wayne MacDaddy. Sorry. We're going to talk about what we want to talk about. It's our show. So
I didn't even, like, go in wanting to talk about that, but...
No, but, you know, sometimes that's how the show goes. And, you know, now I kind of want to just do the whole damn show on it. Just for the people who say, talk sports, talk sports. Yeah, here's a wonderful what are the odds question for you. What are the odds that Derrick Henry exceeds Eddie George's career at the Titans? Like 1%?
Yeah.
Come on, man. Eddie George had an almost Hall of Fame career.
Yeah, Eddie George was a very, very good running back.
Yeah.
Borderline great.
Yeah, so, and got, weird, you know, part of a Super Bowl team.
Weird dude, but...
So yeah, there's your sports. Come on, man. Is this really what you guys want to do today? Talk Titans? That's like our second Titans thing. All right, let's try something else. We'll try some phone calls if they are good. Okay. Jared, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Sports.
Hey, now.
My question was, what are the odds that...
Thanks for the call.
You know what? Sorry, okay, man. Hold
on. Go ahead. Come on. Get to it.
No, we cut him off. Yeah, guys, if you can't, look, when we go to you, be ready, man. Is it really that nerve-wracking to make a phone call? It may be. Maybe he's just nervous.
It can't be.
All right, let's try Eric.
Come on, Eric.
Hey, sports guys.
Sports to you.
Hey, my question is, what are the odds of the Texans winning the division, and how many games will it take to accomplish that? I'm going to hang up and listen.
I think the Texans probably have, I'm going to go with about a 25 to 30% shot at winning.
I'm going to give them a higher percentage than that. I think it's a much improved team that won 9 games last year. Obviously, I think the Colts will be better, but you know, until they are, I have a lot of questions there. I still think the Colts should be favored to win. I'd put the Colts at about a 55% chance, but I'm going to give the Texans about a 40% chance. And
you have no respect for the Jaguars?
No, not to win the division, no.
Okay.
No, not with that coaching staff. I think they'll be improved, and I think 7 or 8 wins is a possibility. But I think, to me, the Texans and Colts are 9-win teams at worst, and I don't think the Jaguars are getting there.
Yeah, I go about 60, probably about 30, and probably about 10. Colts, Texans, Jags.
Hmm. What are the odds we see a betting upset greater than Leicester's 5,000-1 to win the EPL in the next decade? You know, the one thing that I would point out about that is those bookmakers in England, they put ridiculous odds on things sometimes that Vegas would never do. So I don't think you'll ever see that again in a sporting event. I mean, that was just, and it's a little misleading because they were 5,000-1 before the season, but halfway through, they were one of the favorites from the way they were playing. So I don't know. It's hard for me to quantify that. And I know soccer's really playing it up as the greatest, you know, upset in sports history, but when something plays out over an entire season, I think it's a little more difficult to say what a big upset it really is because they were the best team all year. We talked about that with Glenn Davis a little bit. Let's try Johnny. What's up, Johnny?
There's no Johnny.
What is that?
Looks it says like Robbie.
Robbie, I'm sorry.
God, you were so old.
I can't read the damn screen. For one thing, the screen's filthy. And the other thing is, I can't see that far. It's 20 feet away. Robbie. Sorry, Robbie. I'm old and I can't read a bleeping screen.
Hey, sports, Robbie.
What are the odds that Braxton Miller has more all-purpose yards than Will Fuller has receiving yards? I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
That's a good one.
I mean, it wouldn't shock me. I'd put it at probably 50%. I personally think Braxton Miller may end up having a more successful NFL career than Will Fuller.
I wouldn't be shocked by that. I think
he's more versatile of a player. I mean, there's
more upside certainly because
Will Fuller's one of these guys that can do one thing. He can run fast. Yeah, and he's going to have some chances for some big plays. But I mean, those home runs don't come that often. I guess it goes back to do you think he's Deshaun Jackson or do you think he's Ted Ginn? And
but you know what, realistically he's something in between.
Maybe.
And I don't know what that is. And you know, but that is one thing.
But would it shock you if he is Ted Ginn or Darius Hayward Bay?
No. But you know, to me that should be the floor. The ceiling's Deshaun Jackson. The reality is somewhere in the middle of that or closer to one or the other. I mean, I don't think he's going to be good enough to be Deshaun Jackson. I don't think he's going to be bad enough to be Ted Ginn. So, yeah, I'm trying to think of a, you know, comparable player. But, anyway.
And by the way, and when I say Darius Hayward Bay, I mean by production. Darius Hayward Bay was a big boy.
He was a bigger guy, yeah. But all he could do was run. So... Yeah, I don't think that there's a. I don't think it's.
You like how I say was, like he's dead?
Yeah, he's still out there somewhere. Yeah,
he might even be on a team. I don't know. Sometimes I get shocked by guys being on teams.
God,
I found out Brett Wallace plays for the Padres still, like actually gets at bats. I was like, really? Wow.
You know what? He was on a team last year, I remember. It was somebody the Texans played, actually. So, anyway, what do we have here, John?
Pro Flowers, proflowers.com. Mother's Day on Sunday, Fred. It's right around the corner, and you want to get your mom something special, obviously. You want to make her feel like it's her day. And sometimes you owe your mom because she's always been there for you. It's time you're there for her. Hook her up. You'll look like the man on Mother's Day when you use Pro Flowers. Get 100 blooms with a free vase for $19.99 plus shipping and handling. Or you can go big. You can be the favorite son. Upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Your brothers and sisters won't know what hit them. They're going to be like, he got you what? The premium vase and the chocolates? Go to proflowers.com today. Use the code Fred and AJ.
And you know what? It doesn't have to be your mother. It could be the mother of your children. You know what? You want to shame her boyfriend, too. You want to give her better than...
Oh, punk him out.
Yeah, exactly.
He's having sex with your mom. You've got to get vengeance. Well, give her the premium vase.
I was talking about the guys. Anyway, tell you what, though. Here's the only way. If you want to punk them out, the only way to get 100 blooms with a free glass vase starting at $19.99, visit proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and type in Fred and AJ. That's proflowers.com. Click on the microphone and type in Fred and AJ. Mother's Day is this weekend, so order today. Time is running out. This offer expires Friday at midnight.
I need this one life, one try, one breath, I'm one man. What I stand for speaks for itself. They don't understand, they want to see me on top. Too egotistical, talking all that slick the same way these
do. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday?
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780. ESPN's your number. You know, maybe I should smoke more weed. Be easier to read this thing.
Because you're glaucoma?
Maybe so. Yeah, in fact, I kind of want to start laying the groundwork for...
You want to just go down the line?
You know what? Yeah, you pick one.
Let's start with Sam. Hello, sports Sam. Guys. Sports.
Yeah, what are the odds Oklahoma City takes both games in Oklahoma?
What are the odds the Spurs do or the Thunder do?
The Thunder do.
The Thunder.
I'll go with about 20%.
I'll go with about 8%.
Yeah, I still think the Spurs are a better team. I think that they're I'd say it's more likely the Spurs win both than the Thunder win both.
I'd agree with that.
Let's go to Eric.
Sports.
Sports to you, Eric.
Hey, what are the odds that Amir Khan winds up outboxing Canelo and takes the title this weekend?
Yeah, it's a long shot, man. It's an interesting fight. Because Khan is so fast, but I just think Canelo is kind of on. I mean, he's so much bigger. It's just a different level. I'll go about 15%.
Yeah, you know what his odds are? Khan is plus 320. So, okay. Yeah, it seems like a good number.
Let's go to Kay. Or no, JC.
See, you can't read it either.
Sports.
Sports to you, JC.
Hey, I was just calling to see who your favorites for the Kentucky Derby are going to be and your odds. I'll hang up and listen.
I will have a write-up done maybe tomorrow. Until the draw is done, I can't tell you. I have one horse that I like, but I got to see where he draws. But I'll have those hopefully tomorrow, and I'll have a full write-up on it. I hope to do it on the plane tonight. It may have to wait until tomorrow. It's just – so this week – I love this week for a lot of reasons because we almost always go to Vegas, but then I always have to come back for the Derby Saturday. And yeah, you know, draft week's pretty busy, but this week actually is a lot like work because I had to do 3 days worth of horse picks for Sam Houston, which takes up a lot of time. And I've got to do I'm doing a bunch of radio shows around the country to talk horse racing. So
are you gonna handicap on the plane tonight?
I've already handicapped everything. I've already watched all the races. I know who I like, but I have to see where they draw. Okay. And
when is this?
It's this afternoon. It should be coming up here pretty soon, actually. Okay. So it may be happening right now. So, I'll have the one horse that I know I like that I'm going to use in my bets is Sudden Breaking News, and he's going to be a huge price. But everything else, I'll try to get done tomorrow. And
it was going to be a huge price till you spin him out there.
Hey, it's the Derby. There's people from all around the country betting on this thing. So I know I will. I promise you, I'll give you the trifecta too. Five out of the last six in the Triple Crown. I've got a great streak going, so I'm taking as much time as possible on this. What are the odds Space Jam 2 is better than the first one? I got to go with percent zero.
Have you seen the original Space Jam?
It was bad, but how could it be any worse? I mean, it's going to be worse. There's no question.
I don't know. I mean,
sequels again, always suck.
The bar is set low.
Somebody's told me Sudden Breaking News due to the two spot. He's dead to me then. It's almost impossible to win from down there. So, yeah, I've got to go look at it.
Let's go to Philip.
Yeah, what are the odds that Hitler Clinton will become our next president?
Well, what RJ say? About
minus 275?
Minus 275. Chances are good. It's about 60%, 65%.
God, I'm looking at this draw and... Yeah, Sudden Breaking News in the two holes just kills my hopes for him.
Sorry, Fred.
Yeah.
Is there anyone who you suddenly like?
No, there's the other long shot that I was looking at was Brody's Cause. He drew the 19 post. I've got to go and look at this. Because the next thing I try to do is map out exactly how the race is going to go and who's going to be where based on where their post position is, and that's going to take a little time, which I will have on the plane. So if I don't sleep on the plane tonight, I'll get that done, and hopefully we'll have it written tomorrow morning and ready to talk about it on the show tomorrow.
I downed an energy drink. I'm not sleeping on the plane.
Yeah, I kind of have a feeling I'm just going to drink on the plane. So
let's go to Ali.
Sports.
Sports, man.
I just want to get your thoughts on how you guys feel about the Astros taking a look at Tim Lincecum.
From what I understand, a lot of teams are taking a look at Tim Lincecum. I like the guy. He could play a role. I just don't know if it's as a starting pitcher anymore. That's a guy who fell off hard, but he can't be worse than some of the guys that are out there pitching in the league right now.
Can't be any worse than some of the guys that are pitching for the Astros.
Yeah. I mean, if he could stay healthy, decent. But the last 4 years, 4.13, 4.74, 4.37, 5.18. I mean, the mighty have fallen. I mean, this guy is no longer like a really good pitcher. He's a guy who could maybe eat some innings for you. And even last year, he pitched 76. And part of that was because they just didn't want him out there. But, you know, I wouldn't be opposed to giving him a look. I think he's more than likely going to end up signing with San Francisco.
713-780-ESPN. You know what? We got a full board. I wanted to give something away, but
we've got so many people on the line.
Yeah, you know, and guys, we have a giveaway at 6:15 for the best. What are the odds? But I'm going to have a theme this week because last week did not go well. So at 6:15, we're going to do the what are the odds game, but it's going to have a very specific theme. So
let's try Matt. What up, Matt?
Sports. What are the odds that when Conor McGregor and Nate Diaz happens, it generates more revenue and pay-per-view buys than UFC 200.
Ooh, I'll go, man, that's tough. I'll go about 45%. I mean, he's a big draw. I don't know if the rematch is going to make it a bigger draw or a smaller draw because most people think that Diaz will win. I think UFC 200 is going to be big. That's just, that card is stacked top to bottom. And if they do a McGregor-Diaz card, they're probably going to fill it up with a bunch of crap, and people are going to buy it anyway. It's close though. I mean, the McGregor cards are going to be going forward are going to be pretty big. That's a good. What are the odds? Let's see. Let's go to John Sports. John,
hey.
What up? Action, hey, John. Yep, go Sports.
Hey, I got a question for AJ and one for Fred.
All right.
AJ, what are the odds that if Tyrod Taylor sucks this year, Cardale Jones comes in and they make him the guy? And for Fred, what are the odds the Falcon smokes weed every day? I hang up the list.
Every day, percent zero.
Yeah. No,
sorry.
It's possible Tyrod Taylor sucks this year. I mean, he had a good season last year. I'm more worried that he's going to be really, really good this year and the Bills aren't going to be able to pay him. I don't think the Bills drafted Cardale Jones hoping that he would be on the field this year. I don't think the Bills want him anywhere near the field right now. Cardale Jones is a project quarterback and they want to take their time and develop that guy, which if you remember the last time they had a guy like that, his name was EJ Manuel. And
he was a first round pick though.
They ended up rushing him out there and he never gave that team anything. He was never a positive impact on the team because they didn't let him develop. I think they're hopeful that they can let Cardale Jones kind of develop slowly and maybe turn himself into a player. I really think they don't want him on the field this year.
All right. We're going to do another Sherry's Berries giveaway in just a second. So, can I mention this real quick because I've been wanting to get to this on the show. Texter says, off topic, hockey players are in trouble in Sugar Land. They had to enter a deal with the ownership of the Sugar Land Ice and Sports Complex to pay for renovations and to play in order to keep hundreds of kids on the ice. That's been an area where there's a lot of youth skating and hockey and all kinds of things that go on out there, and they're having some real, real issues. And
don't play hockey in Texas, kids.
Well, I mean,
we have this game called football you can learn.
Yeah, well, not everybody wants to play football anymore with all the concussions. So,
oh, I'm sure hockey's much better for that.
At youth hockey level. Anyway, quit screwing this up. There's a Facebook page you can go help them, and it's called Slice. Go check it out on Facebook and see if you can help these guys out. This is actually a serious thing, AJ. Quit screwing with it.
All right.
Anyway, that's
you want to give one of these guys a chance to win the game?
Well, we're doing the game till 6:15.
No, I'm talking about when the Sherry's Berries prize we're gonna give away.
Well, yeah. We'll,
hey,
if you're on hold, you get a chance to win. How's that sound?
Let's. Hey, Eddie. Sports. What do you What do you have about Johnny Manziel? Real quick, go get to that.
Yeah. What are the odds that Johnny Manziel? I seen a picture of him at a bar stool during the draft. What are the odds that he lands a job on 97.5 The Blitz? I'll hang up and listen.
Oh, 0%. Don't hang up. We're trying to give you a prize, Johnny or Eddie.
Well, not for that question. He's not going to be on the Blitz.
Yeah, he's not going to be on the Blitz. There's zero chance of that. All right, Eddie, is he there? Do we have him?
No, I think we lost him.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, hey, we're going to play a clip for you. If you can get this clip right, you're going to win a gift card, okay?
Nice.
$50 right. Gift card to Sherry's Berries and a $50 gift certificate to ProFlowers.com.
All right, John. All you got to do is tell me who this famous TV mother is, okay?
Yeah. I can't hear anything.
I found Julie and Matt in bed together this afternoon.
Where?
Over at Matt's house when I went to pick Julie up.
Where was that grandmother?
I don't know where she was.
What were they doing?
Honey, they were in bed together.
Oh,
it was
honey.
Very obvious.
Honey, you walked in. What'd you do?
What did I do? I went outside and I waited for Julie to come outside. That's what I did.
I'm going to talk to her.
All right. Eddie, you know what that show is? Who the mother is?
It was really low, but I'm going to take a guess. And the guy from... guy who sells the meth, what's his name? His mom.
What, the guy who sells the masks?
Meth.
Breaking
Bad. No.
Breaking Bad's mom.
Nope, that's wrong. Sorry, Eddie.
So the first person calling and get that right, you win.
Yeah, somebody calling and get that thing right.
Right now, we got to tell you about Sherry's Berries.
I'll tell you what we're giving you.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what we're giving you, then we'll tell you about Sherry's Berries. You're getting a $50 gift certificate to Sherry's Berries, $50 gift certificate to ProFlowers.com. Send your mom a double treat this Mother's Day. Beautifully gourmet dipped strawberries. Gift packages starting at just $12.99. And get mom a delightful bouquet of flowers with a colorful glass vase. Order now at cherriesberries.com and proflowers.com. Click on the microphone in the top right corner and type in the passcode Fred and AJ. So the first person who can tell us who that is. I don't think I knew that one.
That's one of my favorite shows.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a show that I like and you tried and didn't like.
Oh, okay.
We've talked about it quite a bit.
Ah, all right. Mother's
Hint,
Day.
It was filmed in Austin, Texas.
Really?
Yep.
Okay, now I'm totally confused.
Okay.
So you have to tell me off air. Mother's Day this weekend, guys, and you got to take care of your mom. And we've been telling you about Sherry's Berries. You want to make people jealous. The best way to do it is get a better gift. And for your mom, there's nothing better than Sherry's Berries. Your mom's special. Sherry's Berries are special. And we're going to give you a great, great offer today only. Freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries and a dozen assorted roses for just $39.99 plus shipping. You're going to get two perfect gifts all from one place.
Yeah, berries are, as always, dipped in milk white and dark chocolate. They're topped with the chocolate chips and the nuts. They're delicious. The flowers are beautiful, colorful, with a 7-day freshness guarantee. You're getting the best of both worlds with this deal. Your wife is going to love them. Your mom, whoever it is, your baby mama, you're going to make her happy. She likes to eat. She likes to get flowers. All women do. Here's the only way to get this great deal. Freshly dipped strawberries plus a dozen roses for $39.99. An exclusive offer just for our listeners when you use the code Fred and AJ. Go to berries.com, berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right corner. Type in Fred and AJ. It's berries.com. Click on that mic. Type in our code Fred and AJ. This deal is for today only, and Mother's Day is on Sunday. Make sure you order now.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
Lock them in. And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in. So do we have a winner?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Yeah, so it was Friday Night Lights, which I never got into even a little bit. I don't like shows that are about sports. It's pretty rare.
All right.
Just, I didn't like
that the show. It was a little bit about sports, but mostly not.
Yeah. But it's based on it. There's very few that I actually. I wasn't crazy about the guy's book. I wasn't crazy about the movie. And so there wasn't much chance I was going to watch. And I'll tell you what, I did watch the first episode of this. What the hell was it called? It was about Houdini and the guy who wrote Sherlock Holmes on Fox kind of doing a bet against each other. Apparently it's a series. So I watched the first one the other night. It's actually not bad.
All right.
I don't know if it'll hold up. It's pretty bad that I can't remember the name of it, but it was just on and I decided to watch it because I was getting sick of watching basketball. I'm going to zip through this field real quick. Just some of the key horses. Sudden Breaking News, who I liked, is in the 2 post. Creators in the 3. Gunrunners in the 5. Your favorite is Nyquist, and he's in the 13 post, which is perfect for a 20-horse field. He's 3-1.
Why do they do 20 horses?
It's stupid. There's not 20 horses that deserve to be in this race. But the good news is we're going to get huge prices on a few of them. So the horse that I find very intriguing at 8-1 is Exaggerator. He's in the 11 post, which is a great spot there. And I will have a full breakdown. I keep getting what are the odds this horse does that and what are the odds this horse does. I'll have a breakdown, I promise. Just I have to go back and relook at the whole thing now that I have a draw. So 713-780-3776. Man, I had something I wanted to get to here. But we were talking about that Cardale Jones call.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that when he got the phone call from the Bills that he thought it was a prank call?
No.
Yeah, he didn't think he was going that high. Yeah, you got it?
Recreate the moment when you got the call and you found out the Bills were going to select you.
Well, I was just so excited. You know, at first, I'm not going to lie, I even told the coaches this year, I thought it was kind of like a prank call because I was getting calls from weird numbers all day. And I'll ask her, and I didn't hang up. So I didn't believe it until really it went across the screen. I was in my room watching it. I stepped out to the front to finish watching it with my family. And then my name popped up at the bottom of the screen. And I just freaking put the phone down and it was just crazy.
So people were calling, where were they, like pretending they were NFL teams or something, or just calling and hanging up?
So, yeah, it was calling and hanging up. Oh. I guess they were expecting me to, you know, see a weird number and think I was getting drafted by that team.
Wow, that's cruel.
I kind of answered, yeah. And I figured it was probably, I don't know, one of my buddies or something like that, trying to play jokes and, you know, or something like that. But it wasn't a great feeling, I'll tell you that.
Cruel or kind of funny?
What's funny is, you remember like 13 months ago, 14 months ago, everybody thought Cardale Jones would have been a first round, like maybe the top pick.
Yeah, if he had come out last year, he was going in the first round based on a very small sample size.
I mean, there were people who thought he'd be up there, like it'd be Jameis Winston, Marcus Mariota, and him would all be in the conversation for number one overall.
Hmm.
I mean, and not a great year for him, obviously. It cost him a lot of money, but. Who knows? The guy still has some potential. I don't have the highest of hopes for him, but if the guy ever lives up to what he could be, he could be a decent player in the NFL.
Yeah, I think so. And I like the guy's skill set. It's just a matter of him learning to play. And I like the fact that, you know, realistically, he's going to probably sit for a year. And most teams won't do that. You have to be patient, though, and that's the thing that gets everybody. The Bills pushed E.J. Manuel in, and they had to because Kevin Cobb slipped and hurt himself again.
Yeah.
And the idea was to bring him in and start, and then you'd have E.J. Manuel. In Jacksonville, Blake Bortles was supposed to sit longer than he did. And then Chad Henne just sucked, so they decided to go ahead and move it early. And I think you'll see the same thing in Philadelphia. If Sam Bradford ever quits being a giant little wussy and shows up, and even not, it's going to be Chase Daniel. They're going to be tempted to put Carson Wentz in there way too early. That's what teams do. And with a guy like Jones, because he's a lower round pick, maybe instead of what would happen last year, which is him probably getting thrown into a starting job, he does get a chance to develop. And he does, you know, sit out a year. Hey, you know, one of my pet peeves is like, and I'm not going to make fun of a friend of ours, but there's a guy who travels with us who's always bringing like this gigantic suitcase.
Yeah.
And has to bring all these clothes. Okay, I'm never making fun of him again. Apparently, NBC is using Johnny Weir and Tara Lipinski for Kentucky Derby coverage to talk about how people are dressed, which, okay, I think is the dumbest thing ever. So guess how many suitcases these fruit bats are bringing.
Johnny Weir
Tara Lipinski is, I mean, basically, she doesn't know how many he's doing.
So just her?
Well, I know how, I take it back. He's bringing 7.
Oh, my God. How long is he going to be there?
They're going to be there like 2 days.
Oh.
But they wear all these ridiculous outfits. And, yeah, she's bringing 7, too. They're both bringing 7 suitcases. And of course, the big important thing to them is unveiling their hats. Johnny Weir's hat will be a subtle nod to a regal My Little Pony.
Oh, no.
Supply your own punchlines there.
Ugh.
7 suitcases.
Well,
I hope they don't have to pay bag fees.
They probably do.
Yeah, I would hope.
Their bosses are going to be mad when they get their expense report.
Yeah. Don't you dare check a bag. Anyway, 713-780-ESPN is your number. You want to try one more before we go to the break here?
Sure.
About Adam. I think I could read that name right.
What's up, hey, Adam? Sports.
Sports. Yeah, what are the odds that Nuke Hopkins makes Jalen Ramsey look like a bad pick in both games this year?
I don't know about that, man. I think Jalen Ramsey's a good player. I'm not saying that DeAndre Hopkins isn't. But I don't think he's the guy. He's not the kind of guy I expect to be getting embarrassed very often.
It's so hard to tell with a rookie. I guess they say he's going to be a corner, but if he winds up playing safety, he's not going to be on him that much. And who knows how many times they'll match up with him. And
my guess is he'll be a number one corner for them.
If he's a number one corner, he'll probably match up with him some. He's going to get beat some. That's what corners do, especially against
the wide receivers. I'm not saying he's going to go out there and be a shutdown corner. I think that's a very rare thing, but I think he's going to be a pretty damn good cornerback. And you know, if the pass rush for the Jags ends up being what they hope it's going to be, it's going to do him a lot of favors. I still think that team's got a long way to go, but if they fail, I don't think it's going to be his fault. I think he's got plenty of skills.
I think he's going to be really good, and I think they got a nice pick there. But I don't know if he's going to be great right away. So that's a hard one to answer. All right, guys, got to tell you about SeatGeek. Always the first place I go to look for tickets to any game, whether it's the Astros. I want to get Astros tickets, or you know, now that you know what the Texans are going to look like, when those tickets, you want to get those. And really, any concert, any event, if you want to go to Vegas and get tickets to the fight, how about any of those things? You go to SeatGeek. And the cool thing about them is they put all the tickets available on other sites into one place. So you save time, you never miss a deal. You can even set alerts for upcoming games, and SeatGeek will let you know if ticket prices fall. And best of all, SeatGeek is always honest and upfront about the price. I always hate going to sites where it tells you it costs this much, and you click on it, and the next thing you know, you've got all these other fees. Unlike StubHub, SeatGeek shows you the full ticket price from start to finish and never surprises you with huge fees at checkout. Don't wait to get your Astros tickets or your Texans tickets or your fight tickets or your concert tickets, because the best deals don't last long. Download the free SeatGeek app. I have it on my phone. It's very easy to use. In fact, friends of mine all the time ask me how much a ticket's going for, and I just pop it right up there on the SeatGeek app. Or you can go to SeatGeek.com, grab your favorite tickets before they're gone. That's a free SeatGeek app or SeatGeek.com.
ESPN 97.5. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. The official ESPN 97.5 app is now available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or an Android? You can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com. Before we get to the gym of the day, better odds, the Jags finish first in the division or the Astros finish last in their division. Oh, much better odds, the Astros finish last. That's for sure. Not even close. All right, guys, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
We go to West Midlands, England for this one. This is probably one of my favorite gyms of the day in a while. A lot of people tweeted me some very good ones today, but you know, maybe I chose wrong, but I like this one. The Crown Prosecution Service in England continually kept contacting the West Midlands Police Department asking for a statement related to an altercation with a criminal. Kind of standard procedure, right?
Okay.
They were asking for a statement from Officer PC Peach. And the police department explained to the prosecutors that PC Peach was a police dog.
All right.
They still insisted on the paperwork, that they had to have some kind of paperwork. So here's what the department did. They put together a witness statement, and it says, statement of PC Peach, it says age if under 18, 4, occupation, police detective 4341, has the signature saying the statement, each signed by me is true, and to the best of my knowledge and belief, I make it knowing that it is tendered in evidence. I shall be liable to prosecution if I have willfully failed in it, anything which I said to be false, that kind of stuff. The signature is a paw print, and it says, I chase him, I bite him, bad man, he tasty, good boy Peach.
All right.
And then they gave that to the prosecutors. The official statement. I chase him, I bite him, bad man, he tasty, good boy Peach. So sometimes being a stickler for, you know, the rules can be a bit much. So anyway, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
Justin says that show on Fox is Houdini and Doyle. That's what it was called. Thank you. But I did watch it.
So. Have you seen this, the Big 12 expansion talk? Have you been following
it at all? No, I haven't.
Apparently, there's a big push right now for the Big 12 to expand. They're saying that there is the Big 12 would have a 10 to 15% better chance of making the playoff each year if they had two more teams. And what they need is they need 8 schools to vote in favor of expansion. 8. Texas is clearly against expansion.
Right.
And because expansion would further pressure Texas to give up the Longhorn Network.
Yeah, which is never happening, by the way.
They don't want to do that. They make a ton of money off that deal. They're happy with it. Oklahoma and Oklahoma State, the Oklahoma president and Oklahoma State's head football coach, Mike Gundy, that would result in Texas continuing to earn money for more money than the rest of the schools if they did expand. So they're not happy about it, but they understand that's the way it would have to be. The AD there, Mike Perrin at Texas, only has a contract through the 2018 academic year, but when he was asked about the Longhorn Network's future, he declined comment. Kirk Bowles said, I still see no willingness on Texas's part to fold the Longhorn Network into a Big 12 network, even if the league gives the Longhorns an extra $15 million to cover its Longhorn Network income, because we would get the same money, and this is a Texas source speaking, we would get the same money but lose our branding and having our own channel. Not very compelling. If we get rid of Longhorn Network, it will be to change conferences, in my opinion. Now, the Big 12, while obviously expansion is appealing to a lot of these teams and a Big 12 network is appealing to a lot of teams, we've discussed before what happens to the Big 12 if Texas were to leave for another conference. I don't think it's positive for the Big 12 for sure. Well, apparently now, and this is so Texas, Texas is pressuring TCU and Texas Tech to not vote for expansion. Because basically they're saying, listen, if you guys vote for expansion and we expand, we're leaving, and then you guys are screwed. Which is such a bully move.
Yeah, but that's Texas.
But at the same time,
for
programs like Texas Tech and TCU, wouldn't you kind of say, you know what, it's probably best that we stick with these guys?
Of course.
There's a list out of the seven best fits for expansion, and they're actually ranked. The seven best fits for expansion of the Big 12. And I don't know that any of them make the conference seem more legit. You tell me. Number seven, they have UConn.
That doesn't help you at all.
I don't think it does either.
In fact, and all that does is create an even weirder regional footprint that just doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense geographically. They would have a terrible recruiting disadvantage.
They don't offer anything.
The one thing they offer is if they got full membership, having UConn basketball makes it more interesting because it gives them Kansas and Connecticut basketball. But that's not enough, in my opinion.
No, basketball, and really,
it's secondary.
It shouldn't even be part of the conversation. You're trying to fix your football.
Number six, Boise State. Tiny TV market.
Yeah, and not really the cachet that they had 3-4 years ago. What does that really add for you?
I don't think it adds much. Number five, Memphis. They have been pushing for it, and Memphis is probably the best market you could add potentially. I mean, as far as a television market that they're not already in, you know, that their footprint doesn't.
Well, I'd say Cincinnati would be a better market, but.
Okay, well, that's a fair argument. Number four, Central Florida. I'm not crazy about Orlando, but it is a top 20 national TV market.
It's a very big school. They put a lot of money into the facilities there. I think it's one of those that's a weird geographical thing. But
it gets you into that footprint of Florida. But you're also, I mean, compared to what the ACC and SEC have in Florida, you're still not
winning
there.
You're
going to
be a bottom dog in Florida for sure.
Number three, Houston Cougars, which in some way, I mean, from a football standpoint, the way they are, they look right now, it makes sense. It doesn't really, the Big 12 footprint is already firmly in Houston.
But you know what? It's lost a lot without Aggie. I got to tell you. I mean, you can go look at the ratings for a lot of the Big 12 teams have decreased significantly. You're not going to pick up more.
But you could also look at the TV ratings for UH football games here, and they're not that great.
No, but the difference is you've got these teams coming to Houston, and you've got more interest in them again. And when the Longhorns were at their best, and they were playing the championship game at Reliant every year, and they'd come in and play Rice. I mean, the thing is, if you bring those schools here, it's not so much what UH does, and for the same reason, you could consider Rice. It's those schools being here.
You can't consider Rice.
No, well, hear me out before you just say that. It's those schools being here. And coming Oklahoma being here every year and getting a chance to get back into this recruiting market, which they're not doing very well in any of these Big 12 schools. And I think that's the reason to do it. I don't want UH in the Big 12 because I don't think the Big 12 is going to last even if they expand.
Yeah.
And I think they're fine where they are. And I think it would be a bad move for the University of Houston. But if I'm the Big 12, this market, you know, they don't own this market. They may think they do, but this has become almost an SEC market. And the way to get that back is to have teams right in front of people here, you know, several times a year.
Number two is BYU, which there's a lot of issues with. I still say the fact that this team can't play games of any kind, like this pro, no sports can be played on Sundays is a pain in the ass.
Yeah, but I think that's a program that would help your profile the most.
From a travel standpoint, it's not.
It's a nightmare.
It's out of the way. It's West not
Virginia.
An
Imagine a West Virginia to BYU trip.
West Virginia. Adding West Virginia was a nightmare, but at least they add something as a football program. Number one, they have, like you said, Cincinnati.
I think that makes the most sense. Although, if I'm Cincinnati, I'm not sure I want in that conference either. Although, for a lot of the same reasons, I think they have a chance to do what UH did last year and go to big bowl games every year and, you know, play high-profile games. And you know, go, and why would you go to a conference you don't think is going to survive? Because I just don't think long term this is going to last. At some point, Texas is either going to go independent or they're going to go to the Pac-12. And what you're going to have is just a glorified AAC.
Yeah. Cincinnati, UH, Memphis, these AAC schools, they would be set to increase their rights fees if they did move to the Big 12 from $1.6 million a year to $23 million per year.
Okay, that's a reason to do it.
So you can see why they want to do it.
Because even if you're only in that conference for 3 years, you're cleaning up.
Right. Then, like you said, if Texas bails after that, I mean, obviously you're not going to get $23 million a year anymore, but you'll get more than $1.6 probably.
Yeah, I would think.
All right. We got to hit a break, I guess. I got to tell you guys about Deep South Barrels, and I've been telling you about them for a while. Hopefully you've looked into these guys. They're a local business down in Pearland. They've mastered the art of aging spirits in oak barrels, and it's really fascinating to see how this works. And I shared some of my spirits over this last weekend, and people loved it. They were all impressed with how it happens. There's a couple things you can do. You can either create your own out of, like, basically garbage vodka. You put it in this barrel, you put it in with these taste essences, and it turns it into basically a clone of great booze. Or you can take whatever shelf liquor you're buying now, leave it in that barrel for 30 days, and it'll come out taking, like, top shelf stuff. Blitzers ask me all the time which combo they should go with from Deep South. So I got together with those guys. We created an option. It's AJ's double barrel package. Comes with two 2-liter aging barrels, one for bourbon, one for whiskey. Comes with a stand and some complimentary shot glasses and your choice of bourbon and whiskey bootlegging essences. Use my promo code Hoffman when you check out. You'll get an additional 10% off the sticker price. DeepSouthBarrels.com. Age your spirits to perfection with AJ's double barrel package. Remember that promo code Hoffman to save additional 10%. At DeepSouthBarrels.com.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.